This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wal aqibatu lil muttaqeen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Amma ba'd, yaqulu Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fil Qur'an al majid wal furqan al hamid, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, bismillahi ar-rahman ar-rahim. ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق صدق الله العظيم. Honorable ulama, respected elders and brothers, the Urdu poet says it very beautifully. Subah hoti hai, sham hoti hai, zindagi yuhi tamam hoti hai. Sunrise, sunset, morning, evening, and before we know it, we are already in the final moments of our life. 10, 20, 45, 55, 65, 75, and life is over. The question that we need to ask ourselves is, where are we going in life? Where are we heading in life? What is my objective? What am I working towards? Where do I want to be when I'm 60, 70, or 80? Where do I want to see myself? And this calls for soul searching. It calls for introspection. We each need to sit in seclusion and ask ourselves, what am I doing? Where am I going? And where do I want to be? And introspection is an important element to progress in life. Through introspection, we are able to gauge our strengths and our weaknesses. A business, on an annual basis, closes for a day to take stock. They want to know how much they have, what's their assets, what's their liabilities. They want to know, are they progressing or are they retrogressing? Once a year we go to the doctor for a checkup. We want to know how our health is doing. Once a year we go for an eye test to see how our eyes are doing. Is there any glaucoma? Is there any cataract? Is there anything that I need to be worried about? So we do a lot of checks and balances in our lives. We do a lot of assessment. And one important assessment to do is our self-analysis in terms of our spirituality. How's my connection with my Creator? Is there any area of improvement in my life in terms of my Creator and myself? Is there something different that I can do in my life? And until and unless we are not true and honest to ourselves, we cannot improve. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala used to say, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا وَزِنُوا قَبْلَ أَن تُوزَنُوا. O people, take stock of yourself before Allah calls you to accountability. And weigh your actions before Allah weighs them for you. If a person knows that in a day or two I'm going to be called for accountability, what would be his approach? He would think to himself, you know what? If I'm asked about this action of mine, I don't have an answer. Let me change my ways. There's still the door to tawbah. There's still the door to repentance. If Allah has to ask me about this, and if Allah has to ask me about that, how am I going to give accountability? So Umar ibn al-Khattab is saying, regulate yourself before Allah calls you to accountability. And really, if a person can lead his life according to this principle, he will always progress in the spiritual field, inshallah. And as believers, we've been sent for a reason to this world. Our final abode is Jannah. That is where we come from, and that is where we are returning to, inshallah. Whatever is in the middle is just a transitory phase. a passing phase that we are going through. And so we need to lead a life of purpose. There has to be some objective. Clothing, home, cars, all that, all these things are necessities of life. But they are not the objective of life. The objective of life is to please our Creator. And every person has to ask himself, how can I come closer to my Allah? How can I improve my relationship with my Creator? Days will go by, months will go by, and years will go by. But the question that we have to ask ourselves every now and then, am I on the right track? Can I improve? Can I do better? Can I bring something else in my life that can make me a better person in life? And this is an important element that I'm talking about today. Self-assessment, self-analysis, soul-searching, stock-taking of ourselves. Brothers, the cars we drive today are not the same as they were in the past. The BMW we drive today is not the BMW of yesterday. The Mercedes-Benz we drive today is not the Mercedes-Benz of yesterday. Why? Because the company understood that in order to stay in the game, we need to improve. And in order to improve, we need to look at ourselves critically. And so each year, they release a new model with new features to keep up to the game and to stay relevant till the end. Every person does this in his business also. So brothers, it's time that we apply the same principle in our spiritual life. I mean, it can't be that for 20 to 30 years we haven't brought in no progress in our life. We still reading one salah a week. For 20 years? Alhamdulillah, Mawlana. Past 20 years I haven't missed my Jummah. What about the other salahs? Inshallah, I'll make an effort. Brothers, we have to bring a change in our life. Allah says, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah is asking a very powerful question in here. Has the time not come for people to pay heed to the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In simple words, Allah is asking, has the time not come for us to change our lives? Subhanallah. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to take stock of himself and look at his life, subhanallah. He would hold on to his tongue and he would rebuke himself and he would say, it is because of you that I'm in problems. Umar ibn Khattab said, "Mah ghafar Allahu lak ya Abu Bakr, why are you so hard on yourself?" He said, "Oh Umar, you don't know what this has caused me in my life. Hadha awradani al-mawarid." This is Abu Bakr taking stock of himself. Look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says, "I seek Allah's forgiveness more than 70 times a day." This is taking stock of himself. He is teaching the ummah that if you want to progress, you have to keep an eye on yourself. And Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi writes an amazing thing. He said, "Law arada Allahu bika khayran labassaraka bi'uyubik." If Allah intends good for you, Allah will show you your own faults. This is amazing. Why? When it comes to the faults of others, we magnify them. We make it a big thing. But when it comes to our own faults, we provide excuses. Actually, you know, you have to understand it within its context. Actually, what I meant to say and what I meant to do, you know, we create context for ourselves. So Imam Ghazali says that fortunate is that soul whom Allah grants him the opportunity to look at himself critically. And that's not an easy thing to do, brothers. How many of us can look at ourselves and acknowledge the shortcomings in our lives? How many of us can do that? First of all, Shaitan tells us how to downplay it. And second of all, Shaitan tells us, don't worry, man, life is long. So ask Allah for a critical eye. If you have a critical eye, you will continuously improve on yourself. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala used to address himself, sitting in seclusion, he used to say, Bakhin, Bakhin, Ibn al-Khattab, qad asbahta amir al-mu'mineen. Oh Umar ibn al-Khattab, how did you become the ruler of the people when you are not even fit to rule them? This is Umar ibn al-Khattab addressing himself. Look how critical he is towards himself. That, oh Umar, how do you stand in front of people as their ruler? How? How will you answer Allah on the day of Qiyamah? Subhanallah. Ali ibn Abi Talib used to address the people, and he used to do some serious soul searching. He used to tell the people around him, Ala wa inna ad-dunya qad irtahalat mudbirah wal akhiratu muqbilah. Oh people, we are moving further and further away from this world. As a person ages, he's going closer to his qabr. He's not going closer to the dunya. So he's telling the people, Ala wa inna ad-dunya qad irtahalat mudbirah. Oh people, we are moving further and further away from dunya, and we are coming closer and closer to our grave. وَلِكُلِّ وَاحِدَةٌ مِّنْهَا الْبَنُونَ فَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الدُّنْيَا فَإِنَّ الْيَوْمَ عَمَلٌ وَلَا حِسَابٌ وَغَدًا حِسَابٌ وَلَا عَمَلٌ. Oh people, the dunya also has its followers, and the akhirah also has its followers. Become from the followers of akhirah, and do not become the followers of dunya. For today you have the opportunity to plant. For today you have the opportunity to sow the seeds. For today you have the opportunity to do good, and there's no accountability today. And tomorrow when you raise from your grave, there is accountability and there's no respite or no time for doing any actions. Brothers, time is running out, and we need to do some serious soul searching in our life, and we need to improve. And I'm going to end off with this. We need to improve on two areas of our life. Remember, days, weeks, months, and years will come to an end. Life will be gone just like this. There are people sitting in their 70s here, they will tell you, I wish I could undo this, and I wish I could undo that. Let's take a lesson from their life. So let's leave the masjid today with two intentions. Number one, we're going to come onto 5 times salah. We can do it. We have the potential to do it. It's possible to do it. Say inshallah, brothers. A little louder, say inshallah. And secondly, we're going to improve on our akhlaq, our character, our morals. And akhlaq is the weightiest thing in a person's record on the day of Qiyamah. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the weightiest thing on the day of Qiyamah will be your akhlaq and your character. And akhlaq basically means how we deal with the people around us. How we deal with the people around us, our partners. What kind of relationship do I have with my wife? Where can I improve? Number two, my relationship with my children. Where can I improve? My relationship with my neighbors. Where can I improve? My relationship with my fellow human being, whether he's Muslim or non-Muslim. Where can I improve? My relationship in terms of my community. Where can I improve? If we ask ourselves this one question on a regular basis, Allah's qasam, we will progress in life. Where can I improve? Where can I improve? And that's the message of today, that when the new year started, we have an important role to play in our own lives. and that is to improve ourselves. We have the potential to do better in every facet of our life. Whatever has happened has happened. It's water under the bridge. There's no use crying over the spilled milk. But there is the opportunity that's the present and the future, which is blank. And Allah has given us that opportunity to change today. And there's nothing that's stopping us from change except ourselves. Leave the people around us and leave what society will say. And ask yourself, what will my Allah say? So bring your life onto 5 times salah. Allah's qasam, what you are chasing will come chasing for you. And what you are chasing for, in the pursuit of what you are chasing and you are forgoing salah, will go further and further and further away from you. It's like your shadow. The faster you run, the further your shadow gets away from you. And it is never possible to catch up with your shadow. But if you turn the other way around, if you turn the other way around, whatever you are chasing, Allah's qasam will come chasing towards you. Because these are the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. We've created you for us, for the Akhirah. But you got lost on the way. And Allah is giving us an opportunity again today. 2017 has started to change our lives. Let us bring our lives on salah and let us improve our akhlaq. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ.